Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Wednesday, December the 6th, 2023. It is the first week of Advent, and so we are doing our daily Advent readings through the season, and those take us to Isaiah in the Old Testament, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians in the epistles of the New Testament, and Luke in the Gospels. So yeah, we'll read a little bit of each of those today. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, thanks everyone who prayed for my father-in-law. Appreciate that. He came through the procedure very well yesterday. We'll be in the hospital a few more days recovering, but all very positive. So thank you. And yeah, I was just telling the YouTube folks that I got a great night's sleep last night. Probably because Christy was back home. Probably why, just be honest. But yeah, where my Fitbit tells me, you know, my sleep score every day. And usually my sleep score is like somewhere in the 70s. Today, 86. Yeah. I mean, my sleep score is like usually in the mid 70s. I get a 73, 74, 76 maybe. But last night I woke up, this morning I looked at it. Boom, 86. Second highest I've ever had in the, 5 weeks I've been wearing this tracker, Fitbit. So, whatever that means, I don't know. Slept good. Went to bed earlier. That helped. Went to bed at like 9:30 last night instead of 10:30. So, I don't know why I'm sharing all that other than let's do it, Let's do this. Isaiah. So our first reading is going to come from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. So let's do it. You know what we do? We read, we pray, we change the world. So let's jump in, see what the Lord has to say to us today on this Wednesday of the first week of Advent. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. In the ancient mind, mountains were places where you were holy places, places where you went to meet God. We we see this in the story of Moses, right? That's why he goes up on the mountain, Mount Sinai, Abraham, Mount Moriah. Mountains were sacred places. They were kind of, you went up on the mountain to meet with God. So sort of metaphorically and spiritually, you were closer to God, in a sense. Went up to the heavens, kind of thing. So, so the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. So the place of, so God's worship will be preeminent. It will be primary. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." So the so people, there will be a longing for the word, longing for a knowledge of God. And his word will go out. His word will go out from Zion, from Jerusalem. Verse 4. He will judge between the nations, and he will settle disputes for many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Wow. What a vision of Messiah's, the consummation of the kingdom when there is no need for weapons. They beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. I did a Memorial Day invocation this past year in Oldsmar, or Veterans, just Veterans Day, a few weeks ago, Veterans Day. And I referenced that passage in my prayer after praying for, you know, all the veterans and all the scars that they carry, both in some cases in body and in spirit. And prayed about, you know, working towards a world of peace, a world of God's kingdom to come, and to keep our eye to the sky for the day when our swords will be beaten into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks. And I, as soon as I got through praying, I caught the eye of a elderly veteran, and he had a little, had water in his eyes. He had tears in his eyes. I don't know if it was from the prayer. Could have been from something totally different. But I just had a feeling it was from that last line, that when there would be no need for war anymore, that beautiful vision of peace. And that will come to be. You know, God will, through Christ, will bring that about one of these days. But in the meantime, the war within each of us can be can find peace. The war within each of us can find peace, can be resolved. We can have peace with God. We can have peace with ourselves. We can live in peace so that no matter where we are, there's peace. And the ancient prophet painted the vision of Messiah and what his work would do. All right, let's jump over to 1 Thessalonians. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. So glad you guys are on. Doing our Advent readings today for the Wednesday of the first week of Advent. So we are now in the epistles. 1 Thessalonians 2, 13 through 20. By the way, these verses are in the episode notes, so if you want to go back and reference them and make sure I read the right ones, which is not always a bad thing to do, they are there for you. Welcome. Chapter 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Good morning, Etta. Verses 13 through 20, the end of the chapter. All right. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. So the ancient prophets foresaw when the Lord's word would go out to all nations, to many people would come and want to hear his word. And here, many, many years later, after the preaching, death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, the church is proclaiming the gospel. And we see that the word is what? The word of God, which you heard from us and accepted, not as a human word, but as it actually is the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own people the same things those churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that the Gentiles may be saved. It's just that consistent with that theme in Isaiah, right? The word of the Lord, after Messiah's coming, the word of the Lord will go out to all nations. And here we're kind of seeing Paul teaching and instructing on the reality that that word has gone out, that it's been received by Gentiles, that it's intended to not only go to Jews, but also Gentiles. And some of the Jewish power structure of the time are opposing it. They're resisting it. They don't want it to go to the Gentiles. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, though not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again. But Satan blocked our way. So Paul's saying, he's referring to a time that apparently the Thessalonians would be very aware of, that there was a time that he wanted to go and see them, but Satan blocked the path, that some obstacles and interference occurred, and he was not able to get there. He had to postpone it. Verse 19, for what is our hope, our joy, our crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. That's beautiful. What's their glory? Others who have heard the good news and have responded, others who have met Jesus, others who have heard the voice of the Lord. That's their glory and joy, Paul says. That's our glory and joy when others hear the good news. I hope this Christmas season you're praying for ways and looking for ways to share the good news with others, to lead them a little closer to Christ, to take your conversations with friends beyond the superficial, to the meaningful, to the and hopefully to the spiritual. Because that is the glory and joy, right? To see others come to know this great news. Yep. It is, man. All right. Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, verses 19 through 26. 19 through 26. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Good to have you guys on. Let's see what the gospel has to say to us. 2019. Wait, we read that yesterday, didn't we? We read 9 through 18, 19 through 26. Okay, there we go. That makes more sense. 19 through 26. Okay. The teachers of the law and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest him immediately because they knew he had spoken this parable against them, but they were afraid of the people. Remember, that's the parable of the owner and the tenants. The owner sent came to collect from the field, and every time the owner would send someone to collect, they would kill them. Finally, the owner sends his son. They think surely they'll receive the son, but what do they do? Lo and behold, they kill the son, and the owner is not happy with that response. And the stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. That son, of course, is Jesus. The landowner is the father, and the wicked tenants that are not properly managing God's field is unfaithful Israel. Verse 20, keeping a close watch on him, They sent spies who pretended to be sincere. Spies who pretended to be sincere. You know any of those people? People like that? They pretended to be sincere. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he said so that they might hand him over to the power and authority of the government. So the spies questioned him. Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right, and that you do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? So again, another setup. They're playing, trying to play sincere, like they're sincere, but they're not. They begin with a lot of flattery to Jesus, complimenting him, all these things. But here's the thing. Should we pay taxes to Caesar or not? Verse 23. He saw through their duplicity and said to them, show me a denarius whose image and inscriptions are on it. Caesar's, they replied. He said, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. They were unable to trap him in what he had said there in public, and was astonished by his answer. They became silent. Wow. So the coin, like, give this coin is man-made. It's human. It's a human, you know, pay your taxes. Yes, gift. You have that obligation. But give to God what is God's. What is God's? Your heart. Goes back to Isaiah, right? When the Messiah comes, he's going to write, he's going to teach and turn people's hearts towards him. And here Jesus is like, I'm not concerned with those material things. Yeah, you should pay your taxes, your obligations, your earthly obligations. Yes, you should do that. But you should give your heart, you should keep your heart reserved for God. And that's a great reminder at Advent, right? That to keep our hearts for God, because there's a lot of money going to be spent. We're going to be spending a lot of money on stuff, and let's keep in mind that not all activity at Christmas is really around Jesus, and we need to protect our hearts and make sure that we're in a spirit of worship, that we're you know, give to God, give to Caesar what is Caesar, but give to God what is God's, and keep our heart centered on what this is all really about, which is Messiah and the gospel and the coming of Jesus and the teaching that he came that brings hope and joy and peace, and the privilege that we have now to be carriers of that good news, to continue on the spreading of the gospel to others, that we can be a part of those that see others come to hear this good news. Yeah. That is our, as Paul said, what? Our glory and joy. Our glory and joy. Yeah. Awesome. So give to the world what's the world's, but make sure you reserve for God what's God's. Yeah. I see your prayer request there, Etta. We'll continue to lift you up. Upper respiratory infection, lung infection. It's a lot of folks battling illness right now. Pray for healing. And thank you guys for being on. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you for the beautiful vision that one day those spears will be beat into pruning hooks. And there will be no more war. Nation will not rise against nation. And God, there are some times and some seasons when that seems so far away. But we don't lose hope. and we don't lose faith. We trust you. We believe you. That what you have begun, you will bring to completion. And so, God, in the meantime, we pray that we would be vassals of Advent, Lord, that we would be those who live out and teach and model Advent, that you have come, that you are here, that you are with us. So help us to be people that walk and talk and speak with peace, with grace. Lord, those that in our lives, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers that don't know you, help us, Lord, to have favor with them, that we might lead them into meaningful relationships, into spiritual relationships, or in spiritual conversations, so that they might come to know you. That our conversations would move from meaningful to spiritual, to the place where we'd see them come to know you. That is our glory and joy. Lord, thank you for my friends. I pray your blessings upon each of them. Those that need physical healing right now, I pray for healings in the body, healings in the mind, healings in the spirit. Lord, those just battling physical illnesses, we just pray for deliverance. We pray for improved health in the name of Jesus. God, we believe that you are the great physician, that you are able to heal and to deliver. So we pray it in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for my friends. Thank you for this privilege of being together. May you bless each and every one of them. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Thank you so much for being on today. We'll be back tomorrow for our next set of readings as we continue to journey through the season of Advent. Appreciate you guys taking the journey with us. Thank you for all your comments and interactions. People love to hear from you, not just from me. So your comments on there are great. People like to hear from each other. So those of you on the podcast, thanks for listening today. I hope you experience God's presence wherever you are, whether you're walking or in the car or on your commute. May God bless you and continue to encourage you. We'll be back again at it tomorrow. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing this. Thank you for hitting that thumbs up button on YouTube before you leave. Just smash the thumbs up. Also, if you're on YouTube, if you subscribe, you'll be notified every time we go live. So you'll be notified via your notifications, however you choose to be notified, that we are going live, so you won't miss any live podcast. So, all right, you guys, have a great day. Make it a great one. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.